Fever by Sheila Hodgson, with John Moffat as Dennis Viner, Elizabeth Mansfield as Sylvia, and Jane Leonard as Julie Barnes. Sea Fever. Going on, Dennis. For heaven's sake, I thought you were dead.
No, not yet, baby.
I've been trying to telephone you for ages, ever since I read the evening paper.
Did you bring it with you?
Dennis!
Oh, for confirmation only, Julie, I know what it says.
Is it true?
Yeah, what an inquisitive little girl you are.
Oh, stop it. Stop behaving like this. It's not fair. I'm worried sick and I've got a right to know. I am your friend.
The sole remaining specimen. Much cherished. Oh, my God, you are nervous, aren't you? I can feel your heart thudding about like a rusty pump. No, it's all right, darling. I'm not dead yet.
Please tell me. How much is true? How much is dangerous?
Guesswork. The whole bloody lot.
Can I have a drink, too?
Yes. What do you want? Gin and something?
Tonic. These awful stories. Yeah. Terrible sly hints. Yeah. At first, they didn't even mention you by name, but they do now. Everybody seems to be watching, waiting, as if at any moment it could happen.
It? What? Julie, what are you afraid of?
What are you?
I promise you I shall get out of this quite safely. All I need is time.
A few weeks.
Something like that.
They say in the paper 2 days, 3 days.
Well, before the firm goes up in a cloud of smoke and I commit suicide. God knows. Cheers.
Dennis, how could it happen? You were such a great success. You must have made a million. All your companies were in profit. What's gone wrong?
Don't be a bore, dear.
Listen, I've got some money in national savings. Why are you laughing at me?
Keep your little premium bonds, sweetie. I'm in too deep.
I love you.
No.
You're not listening. You didn't really hear. I said I love you.
Yes, well, I'll try to remember that.
Is your wife still away?
I've no idea.
I expect she'll leave you.
Oh, yeah, I expect so too.
Dennis, what are you going to do? You can't just sit around drinking while everything falls apart. The firm, your private life. One of the reports said you might be arrested.
Ah. Well, they'd have to find me first. Catch.
What is it?
A little official document. Her Majesty's government request and require all those whom it may concern to allow the bearer to pass freely.
But this isn't your passport. Who's James Holland?
He's a costing clerk in one of my firms. Dead, I'm afraid.
You've got it all planned out.
Of course. Dear, dear Julie, I saw the crash coming long, long before the stock exchange got wind of it.
When are you going?
I'm not sure.
Where?
Ah, now, that really is an official secret. No, cheer up. To tell you the truth, I don't know myself. I haven't decided yet.
Oh, take me with you.
Oh, funny girl.
Why not? It's a joint passport, Mr. and Mrs. Holland.
You'd do it, wouldn't you? Throw up everything and follow me?
Yes.
No.
But I love you.
Darling, you are very young and very sweet, and I wouldn't dream of involving
but
you. I'm in a mess, Julie. I'm finished.
You can start again. Abroad.
Maybe.
You can. You've got brains. You've always been a winner. I believe in you.
And Santa Claus and miracles and happy ever after.
Why not?
Let go now. I'll be in touch.
You won't go away. You won't just disappear.
No, no, no.
Promise me.
Bible oath. Can't go yet, anyway. Got an appointment with my doctor tomorrow.
You're not sick.
Oh, calm down. Just a routine check. I don't want to be ill in a strange country, do I?
Good. Oh, you can put your jacket on. Well, I don't think that there's much to worry about. You've got a slight irregularity in the heart. It's quite common. Your blood pressure seems to be okay. You don't get breathless, do you?
Only when I run.
Well, stop running, then. You're too old for the 4-minute mile. I'm giving you a tonic. Is there any point in telling you to ease up a bit?
No, there is not.
You are very tense. Do you sleep all right?
Not much. Dr. Lorimer, could you let me have some kind of sleeping pill?
Well, I'd rather not.
Yeah, well, a tranquilizer.
I doubt if drugs are the answer, Mr. Viner. What do you seem to be getting are stress-related symptoms?
And I might blow my mind.
Oh, hardly.
Haven't you read the papers?
Do you want to talk about it?
No.
It is in any case nothing to do with me, except in as far as it affects your general health. I do advise you to stand back. Have a calm look at things. I mean, surely a man of your ability...
Can sort his life out and come up smiling?
Why not? You're not the only person in the world with problems, Mr. Viner.
Oh,
incidentally, I'm taking a couple of weeks off, so if you need to come again, you'll have to see my locum.
And enjoy yourself. Where are you going?
Scandinavia. A holiday job as a cruise doctor on the Visigoth. It should be quite interesting. Some people call the Friends of the North have chartered the boat for 14 days. That's the sort of break you need. A chance to unwind away from it all. Just sitting on deck, nothing to do but eat, sleep and gaze at the sea.
Not my scene, sorry.
Pity. Right. Well, there's your prescription, and you'd better make another appointment. I suppose sometime after the 24th. I'll be home by then.
Who's that? Who's there?
Hello, Denny.
Oh, God.
You thought I was in Manchester. How are you, lover?
What went wrong?
With me? Nothing. You're the one in trouble, if I'm to believe the Financial Times. For pity's sake, what a mess.
Shut up. Sylvia, I just got back from the doctor.
Nothing infectious, I hope.
I'm under a lot of strain.
Well, yes, you would be, under the circumstances. I'm afraid I'm about to add to it, ducky.
Sylvia, I'm tired. I am not well. I am not going to argue with you.
Oh, yes, you are, dear. I found that in your desk. A passport in the name of Mr. and Mrs. Holland. Denny, have you gone out of your mind?
You don't understand.
I wonder. As a decent, law-abiding citizen, I think I should report it to the police.
Oh, don't be a fool. I can explain. I just picked that up for Jack Holland.
Who died last May. Yes, I remember him dying.
It's for his widow.
I'll tell her you've got it.
Now get this clear.
Lover, don't bother. It's very, very plain. You're planning to do a bolt with little Miss Watsit from the Kensington office. Oh, Denny, do sit down. You look as if you're going to be sick. I've known all about you and Julie for ages. There's always some kind soul on the staff who makes it their business to tell me. I believe she's very pretty and rather younger than last year's model.
I was going alone.
Yes, that's possible, too. You generally dump them in the end.
Look, I have to get out of the country, you stupid cow.
Forget it, Denny. You try to go anywhere and I shall walk straight into a police
station. All right. I'll stay. I won't do anything. I'll let the whole bloody thing go up in flames. And where does that leave you? The wife of somebody in prison.
I've got my career.
Well, and a future as my wife. You'll get sympathy, dear, and very little else.
How could you be such a fool?
I was unlucky.
You? What about me?
Yeah, oh, great. There's no sympathy, no kindness from anybody. I've been to the doctor and he's going away on a cruise. actually suggested I should try it myself. Go off on a bloody cruise.
You're not going to ruin me.
Hot Hades!
Yes, I used to think it funny when you said that.
Yes, well, at least Julie offered to stand by me.
I'm sure she did. What is she? 18? 19? And romantic, of course.
She loves me.
Whatever that may mean.
She'd do anything for me. She'd go anywhere. Oh, I'm sure it doesn't make sense to you.
I wonder. Calm down, Denny. We've got to find a way out.
Dennis, I wasn't expecting... Oh.
Hello, Miss Bonds. We haven't met. I'm Mrs. Viner.
Yes, of course. Well, come in.
It's all right.
What a charming little flat. How do you manage to pay for it, Dennis?
It's all right, it's all right.
No, it isn't. What does she want? Information. Do you really love this comedian?
Yes, I do. And I'm not ashamed.
Good.
We've got to talk to you, Julie.
We've got a proposal to make. Please, sit down and listen.
You make the check out to Friends of the North. £100 deposit for each person. Yes, that's right.
Good morning, ladies.
Morning. Good morning. Right, then I look forward to hearing from you. Goodbye. Hello, Dr. Lorimer. You got your ticket and the cruise details?
I did indeed.
Do you want to book for any of the coach trips? Bergen, Trondheim?
Oh, can I leave it for a moment, Miss Fiscal? I'd better wait and see just how healthy your passengers are.
Oh, one or two may be seasick, but they're a pretty robust crowd as a rule.
Are you fully booked?
We're almost there. We just had a last-minute booking from a Mr. Viner.
Did you now? I think I shall claim commission on that, Miss Parker. He's one of my patients. I told the man to take a sea voyage.
Thank you. I hope he enjoys it. We've got the same two lecturers as last year, Professor Jarvis and Professor Haydock, both experts on Scandinavia.
Haydock? Guy Haydock, is he the chappie who appears on Ask Me Another?
On television, yes.
Ah.
It's a great attraction, you know, having a television personality on board. His programme is so popular, and people do like to meet him in the flesh.
Well, I'd be interested myself. Guy Haydock, good heavens. I haven't heard of the other fellow.
Nobody has. That's part of the problem.
Oh, Professor Jarvis comes from Scardale University, somewhere up north, I think. He's published several very learned books.
Oh. By the way, excuse me, Dr. Lorimer.
Yes, of course.
Edith, I've seen the seating plan. Is it wise to have those two at the same table?
On the whole, dear, yes.
They will quarrel.
Evelyn, they are going to quarrel anyway. And it really is much better to have them quarreling at one table rather than shouting at each other across the dining room, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, incidentally, dear, I heard this morning Bonnie McBride is bringing the husband.
That's unfortunate. If I remember rightly, last year she and Professor Haydock...
Oh, I know, but that was last year, and I always felt she was only doing it to get herself a job on television.
Well, the girl's got a lovely voice and the public like her. Probably worth the hassle. Dr. Lorimer,
huh?
This patient of yours and his wife, what age are they? I'm thinking of the restaurant seating.
Well, he's 40. I imagine she'll be the same.
But are they literate? I mean, can I safely put them with my professors?
Why not? And he's rather charming, as a matter of fact. Business tycoon.
Viner. Viner? Oh, good heavens, he's not the man they've been writing about in the papers.
Yes.
Dr. Lorimer, what have you done to us?
Nothing. Oh, come on. All he needs is a rest. Chap's entitled to a holiday like anyone else.
That's true.
Oh, I forgot to tell you. We had another last-minute booking, Evelyn. A Mr. and Mrs. Holland. I've put their tickets in the post.
Four. All present and correct.
Four tickets. We've got the show on the road.
Suppose I can't keep it up. I might say the wrong thing or make a mistake with a name.
Stupid.
Put your claws in. She'll be okay.
I'm sorry, but I just don't happen to be used to...
organized crime.
It's such a risk.
And you're a good little girl.
Shut up. Now, Julie, listen, darling. It's perfectly simple. I go on board the Visigoth with Sylvia as Mr. and Mrs. Viner.
Tired businessman, taking his wife for a well-earned rest.
And in the general confusion, people checking in, visitors saying goodbye, porters, sailors, cabin crew, I slip ashore again and join you in the car.
But where shall we leave it? And how long are you going to be?
I've no idea. It depends, obviously.
We have to establish that Mr. and Mrs. Viner have arrived on board. For heaven's sake, your part is easy. You just have to sit in the car and wait. Surely even you can manage that.
I might be noticed. I might be questioned by a traffic warden, anybody, asked to move the car.
As you can't drive, dear, that question is purely academic.
It won't happen. We'll park somewhere out of sight. Now, I join you, change my clothes, put on dark glasses, a toupee, and we go back on board the ship as Mr. and Mrs. Holland.
If they notice...
Hot Hades! Nobody will notice because nobody is expecting anything of the sort. It's a pushover.
He's clever, this man of ours.
Yes.
Are you frightened?
No, of course she isn't. Just getting the details right, aren't you, sweetie?
She doesn't love you. She wants out.
I don't. I promise to help and I will.
Good. Great. Now, Mr. and Mrs. Holland will go straight to their cabin. I change, meet Sylvia in the bar, and we go into dinner as Mr. and Mrs. Viner.
If somebody asks...
Husband is seasick. Very natural.
But if the cabin steward comes in...
The husband's in the loo. There's really no problem, Julie. Late that night, Mr. Viner... Full of drink, worried about his financial affairs, throws himself overboard in full view of his ever-loving wife.
Who has hysterics, screams, and runs for help.
I wonder if they'll stop the boat.
Of course they will. Big dramatic scene.
Oh, by the way, get Dr. Lorimer as a witness as soon as possible. He'll swear that he saw Dennis Viner and he was on board and... Oh, yes, this is good. He'll tell them I seemed in a bad way. Dodgy mental state. Examined me only a week ago.
Yes, that's lucky.
None of this may work.
It will. The rest is simple. At the first port, Trondheim, Sylvia goes ashore in floods of tears and flies back to England.
Little heartbroken widow me, with nothing else to do except collect the life insurance. Dennis Viner is dead.
And Jim Holland leaves the ship at Bergen with his popsy of a wife and as much cash as we can take with us. What do you think?
You're both enjoying this.
Oh, come on. Come on, Julie. As things stand, Denny will go broke and both of us will be dropped right in it. With just a little imagination and a few guts, we can all win. I get the policies, you get the money, and my husband. God help you.
Julie?
I see. Yes.
Darling, it's the only way. Please help me, Julie.
This is my idea of heaven. What time is it, Edith? The coach from Edinburgh should have been here half an hour ago.
I love the moments before we sail. The colour, the noise, the surge of people... Oh, don't you get excited, Evelyn? Don't you feel absolutely anything might happen?
No.
Adventure.
Edith, we have spent over a year planning the cruise. I have every hope that nothing will happen. Unforeseen, that is.
It might.
Not if I can help it. Where's Professor Haydock?
I don't know.
He should be on board by now.
Oh, it's very silly, I expect. But each cruise we go on, I get the same thrill. I love to lean over the rail and watch the passengers coming up the gangway. You wonder who they are and will they enjoy it? And is it someone who might be friendly?
There's Professor Jarvis. Professor Jarvis!
Good afternoon, Miss Parker. Good afternoon, Miss Pascal.
Hello, how are you? You do look well.
Has the Edinburgh coach arrived yet?
I believe so.
Thank goodness. It's here, Peter. Now, tell them to stay in their seats till we get the luggage on board.
Isn't this fun?
I have just seen the passenger list.
Yes, over 300. We are pleased.
The name Haydock is there. A mistake, no doubt. A printer's error.
Yes. No. I mean, yes, it is there, and no, it isn't a mistake.
Ah, then Professor Haydock is on the ship.
No, he hasn't arrived yet.
But he has been invited to lecture?
Yes.
On some rudimentary subject, I hope.
He was very popular last year. Oh, so are you. Is something wrong?
I understand we are to have the pleasure of Professor Haydock's company.
Yes, aren't we lucky?
If you say so. I'm uncertain whether to salute your charity or your courage. Be careful with that suitcase. It belongs to me.
War has broken out rather early this season. Oh, I wish they wouldn't. So do we all, dear. But they do.
Excuse me if I might just get by. Oh, I'm so sorry. I beg your pardon. Would that be your foot?
Yes, but I have another. The cabin staff will deal with your luggage.
Now you'll be Miss Parker.
No, I'm Miss Pascal. You're Mr. Anderson. Hello. I'm Evelyn Parker. Edith, may I introduce the Reverend Fergus Anderson, our new chaplain.
A great pleasure, ladies. Dear, dear, what an experience. I've never been on a cruise before, let alone in my official capacity.
We're glad to have you with us. You come from St. Elian's, don't you?
I do. My parish is scattered over quite a number of islands, so I'm well acquainted with the sea. As you've been gracious enough to give me such a splendid opportunity to visit Norway, I've taken it upon myself to bring a wee gift. It's in my case.
How kind. Oh, please don't open that here, Mr. Anderson. There are rather a lot of people, and we are very busy. Excuse me. Peter, they're getting the cars on board. Will you check? Evelyn is very efficient.
Indeed. I wish I could say the same of myself. I tend to fall over my own feet.
Actually, it was her foot.
Pardon me?
You fell over her foot.
Ah, yes. Yes. How true.
It's not that I'm being lazy. I can't do much at this stage. I get in the way and I'm a bit of a nuisance. So I just lean on the rail and watch the quayside.
It's exciting.
Oh, you think that too? I'm so glad.
Oh, folk are pretty fascinating altogether, don't you find? Take that car down there, the Mercedes. It's driven past three times. You catch yourself wondering who owns it and why have they suddenly driven off again?
Should be safe enough. We'll leave the car here.
Dennis, shut up. All you have to do is sit tight in here and wait. He'll come back to you in about half an hour.
Okay, sweetie?
I suppose so.
I like the ship, Denny. Very lush.
No expense spared. I mean to die in the manner to which I've been accustomed.
Please be careful.
Listen, you stupid little cow. We shall walk up that gangway, register, go to the cabin. Denny will then slip ashore and fix his pretty face. Don't forget, by the way, he'll be wearing a toupee, a pair of glasses, and a false moustache. It should be hysterical.
For God's sake, aren't you worried at all?
What about?
In case it goes wrong.
It won't.
Neither of you will make proper emergency plans. What do we do if we get caught?
Run like stags, I imagine.
My love, it's all right. It's under control. Now just sit there and trust me.
He should be on board by now.
I think he has to come from the studio in Manchester, even.
What? I don't believe it.
Oh, yes, dear. I'm positive. He was on breakfast television.
He has just driven along the quayside on a motorcycle. Professor Haydock! Professor Haydock!
Good heavens!
Yes, he really is too old and too fat to ride that sort of machine. Hello, Professor Haydock.
Here I be, ladies.
You're very late.
Don't I know it, big ears. I was held up in the traffic. Oh, Haydock, I thought you mustn't miss the boat. So I jumped out and got myself a bike.
Preposterous.
How clever of him. Look, he's waving at everyone.
Relax, mid ears! Haydock's here!
That man will do anything for publicity.
Yes.
I noticed there is a taxi behind him with his luggage.
and the press are taking photographs already.
Well, it's publicity for the cruise.
That's true. Let us be charitable.
That preposterous figure down there is Professor Haydock, I take it.
Yes. Rather surprising.
I'm only surprised he has not seen fit to ride up on a white horse.
Excuse me.
Welcome on board.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
This way, dear.
The tea is being served in the Viking lounge.
Who is that?
I haven't the faintest idea.
Here we are, cabin 429. Well, so far so good. Mr. and Mrs. Biner have arrived.
Is that girl going to be all right?
Oh, sure. Now, which suitcase are my bits and pieces in?
That one. I wish we didn't have to trust her. She's too young.
No problem. She's a romantic kid. She's in love with me.
Oh, everybody's in love with you, Denny. Except the bank, the stock exchange, and possibly the income tax man.
Present company?
I got over you a long time ago, dear. Together with measles.
Sylvia, what happened to us?
I grew up. I don't know what happened to you.
Bitch.
Oh, be fair. I'm settling for the insurance money. You and little Miss Barnes are getting all the cash. Oh, put that in the purser's office, by the way, soon.
On the way out.
Have you got everything? Toupee? Spectacles?
Yes. Jacket and trousers are in the car.
Okay, beat it. I don't want that girl left by herself. Get back there fast. Right.
Rain in the northeast, and that is the end of the weather forecast. After the news, we'll be broadcasting a repeat of the award-winning production by David.
If I count to 10, he'll be with me. If I count to 20, if I count to 40, it's only a question of waiting. All I have to do is wait. 1, 2, 3, 4.
What do you want?
Excuse me, miss, you can't leave the car here. Would you mind moving it?
I don't drive. I'm sorry, I'm not the driver.
No, that's all right. I am. Your face.
But that was a bloody silly thing to do. You frightened me.
Just testing. How'd you like the moustache? Well, say hello to Mr. Holland.
Oh, you look so different.
Yes, I should hope so. Put the stuff on in the gents' loo over there. I'd have made rather a good actor, don't you think? Now, where's my jacket and the corduroy trousers?
Dennis.
Hmm?
I was thinking all the time you were gone. Listen, I love you. I'm not scared of hard times. You don't have to go through with this. We could simply run away. I'd live with you anywhere.
Without money?
Yes.
Big romantic stuff. Damned if I would. Now, let's have the gear.
We should be away in half an hour. Oh, there's Bonnie. I suppose that's the husband. He looks a bit dour.
I imagine he has a lot to be dour about. Bonnie, how nice to see you again.
What the hell's going on down there?
I beg your pardon?
Professor Haydock sitting on a stupid motorcycle and the press taking photographs.
Oh, he got stuck in a traffic jam and had to make a dash for it.
Aye. Professor in mad ride to catch boat. It'll look fine in the front page of the Sundays.
Well, that's his business.
You don't know the first thing about the business, Alex, then shut up. What he's after is pushing his television show to the top of the ratings. I'm sorry, this is my husband, Alec.
How do you do? You're in cabin 327, Bonnie, on the Neptune deck.
It's so nice to have you with us, Alec. Is this your first cruise?
Aye.
Well, I do hope you enjoy it.
You must tell me what I've been missing.
Could you stand back? There are people coming up the gangway. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Do you know where to go?
Yeah, thanks, yes. We'll find our way about.
Refreshments are being served in the Viking lounge.
Attention. Attention. Will all visitors on board please leave the ship?
That was easy. Now keep going. Left. We're in cabin 329. It's on the Neptune deck.
down that stairway.
Are you sure?
As I checked.
Oh, good afternoon, madam. Sir.
Bloody hell.
Who was that?
My doctor.
What?
No, no, it's okay. Didn't look at me. Now listen, Sylvia and I are in cabin 429, but don't come near us unless there's a crisis. Understood?
What do I do?
Oh, for God's sake, unpack, wash your face. Have a cup of tea if you feel like it.
Where are you going?
To change back into Mr. Piner. All right.
Who is it?
Me.
You've been long enough. Where is she?
Cabin 329 on the Neptune deck. Now, don't worry, she can handle it.
She'd bloody better.
Simmer down. I've got me face cream. This moustache hurts like hell when you try to pull it off.
No trouble getting on board?
No, not a bit. Oh, a hearty welcome from the two old biddies on the cruise committee.
Great. I'm mad about the disguise, lover.
Yes, it was pretty good. Julie didn't recognize me. She jumped a mile when I rapped on the car window. Oh, I saw Dr. Lorimer, by the way.
Where? What happened?
Nothing. He walked straight past us. It was a laugh a minute.
Denny, play it cool.
Yes, of course.
No, it isn't of course. You like danger and you take risks just for the fun of it. We can't afford a mistake.
I shan't put a foot wrong. Just sit back and watch me go into action. Hallelujah. Here we go.
Oh, yes? Who is it?
Luggage, Miss Holland. Mr. and Mrs. Holland.
Oh, yes. My husband is up on deck at the moment.
Taking a look at England, eh? We're sailing in 5 minutes. This is his last chance.
I know. Oh. I'm afraid I haven't any change.
Oh, that's all right, madam. Have a good trip.
Thank you. It's got to work. It's going to work. Oh, Dennis.
They've put us at table 26, over there.
I wonder where Julie is sitting.
I don't know. I don't care. For God's sake, don't look.
Good evening. Oh, at table 26.
Are we the lucky ones who get your company in here? Good. Sit down, silly daisy.
Mr. and Mrs. Viner. Ah. Hello. Forgive me, but I'm sure I've seen you on television.
Oh, the tragedy of the box, dear lady. The one-way mirror. I never had the pleasure of seeing you. Guy Haydock, how do you do?
Professor Haydock, of course. You're the chairman of that panel game. Ask me another.
Oh, no, I'm incognito till after dinner.
Good evening. My name is Jarvis, Professor Jarvis.
You watch my program, Mrs. Joyner? Don't answer that. It could spoil a beautiful friendship.
Jarvis.
How do you do?
Can
I offer you some bread, my dear?
No, thanks.
The worst of these trips, you know, you get recognised. Privacy is a thing of the past. Do you think I ought to come down to dinner in a funny mask? You see? Mind you, I'm a servant of the public. I never lose sight of that, but enough can be enough.
There's a lady over there waving to you.
What? Oh, here we go. Then duty calls. What? I'm sorry. Could you shift yourself, Mrs. Viner? I can't get me foot out.
I'm so sorry.
Don't put your home, dear. Not your foot. These damn chairs. Too close together. No, don't go away. I am coming back.
How stupid of me.
A very natural mistake. Professor Haydock's foot is generally in his mouth when it isn't on somebody else's toes. May I introduce the rest of the table?
We've met Dr. Lorimer already.
Hello, Mrs. Viner. Now, I'm so glad you decided to join.
I want a drink.
Not yet, Dennis. I thought my husband needed a rest, Dr. Lorimer. I persuaded him to take your advice.
Good. Have you seen the menu?
Oh, thank you. I must say, it's very reassuring to have our own doctor on board.
What a conspiracy, oh Lordy. You know, we are surrounded by medicos. There are 23 doctors on this boat. And what I ask myself is, why do they know something I don't, huh?
Probably.
My husband is a patient of Dr. Lorimer's at home.
Oh, really? Oh, that's nice, that's nice. Where's the bloody wine list?
I think Dennis has got it. Dennis?
Ah, thank you very much, sir. So you're one of Lorimer's customers, are you?
And he's not dead yet, Guy.
What? Oh, you wait. I am reserving judgment on that.
We've always found Dr. Lorimer very good.
You? Yes, he's the resident quack. I know. Fall sick on this boat and we'll get 24 different opinions before the Revier buries us in sea.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Anderson.
Ah, that's right. The Reverend Fergus Anderson. Been praying for good weather, have you, Fergus? We rely on you, my dear, to get in touch with headquarters and lay it on the line. No missing about. Now, a calm sea and a prosperous voyage, eh?
I believe the weather forecast is good.
Oh, he doesn't trust you, Fergus. Come on, let's have the menu over here. Yeah, let's have a look. Lobster? Oh, oxtail soup? Oh, that can't be bad.
I want a drink.
Is this your first cruise with the Friends of the North, Mrs. Minor?
Yes.
Oh, I trust you'll enjoy it. What parish are you from?
We're not practicing Christians, I'm afraid.
You misunderstand me. I simply mean...
We come from London.
Waiter! Waiter! Busy over in Gala? Scribble, scribble, scribble.
I'm writing a thesis on the sabbatical denudation of St. Kilda.
Oh, really? Well, that should fascinate the people of the island. Pity they all left in 1930.
It's for publication in the Global Geographic Review.
Oh, is it? Very impressive. Yeah. They don't pay, do they? No, of course. Still, anything to get yourself in print. Quite agree.
Don't we get any service at this table? Waiter!
Shut up, Jenny.
I see you're speaking on the Lofoten Islands, Professor Jarvis. I look forward to that.
Thank you. I propose to concentrate on the Lofoten Wall, the striations, arcuate ridges, and glacial outwash formed by meltwaters.
You've lost it already! Oh, waiter, all of the lobster.
Yeah. I assume, since he asked, that Mr. Anderson wished to be told the substance of my program.
In plain English. I wouldn't give you 10 minutes in front of my mob. Lord, they switch up instead.
Yeah, they probably do. Waiter, oxtail soup, please.
No offense, with you, Norman. The trick is to get your ideas across in simple terms. Anybody want water?
I want a large whiskey.
I cannot see the virtue in presenting science as a kind of comic strip.
I'd like a glass of water, please.
Oh, dear, I'll do that.
Oh, Hades.
It's for pity's sake.
I'm sorry. Has it gone in your dress?
I don't care where the water goes if it doesn't get into the wine.
No, quite. So what was that you just said then?
She said, I don't care where the water goes.
He said, hot Hades. It's one of his catchwords.
Oh, hot Hades. Yeah, I like that. Hot Hades. I might use that sometimes. Nothing like a fancy turn of phrase on the box.
Better than the usual obscenity, I grant you. Are you in the habit of using these colourful expletives, Mr. Viner?
My mother was a very puritanical lady. As a child, I had to watch my tongue. Spoke one language at school and quite a different one at home.
He's just moving into his second childhood. Excuse me, Dr. Lorimer. I shall have to change my dress.
Good evening, everybody.
Oh, good evening, Miss Parker.
Have you all met?
Yes, indeed we have.
I'm Miss Parker, and this is Miss Pascal. We're on the cruise committee. The lovely lady is Miss Bonnie McBride, our singer.
Hi there.
And the handsome gentleman is Mr. McBride, I'm sure.
No.
No?
No. My name's Dunbar.
But I understood you were Bonnie's husband.
I am.
McBride is my professional name.
Oh, I see. I do apologize. Yes, of course, I'll start again. I seem to be in rather a muddle. We should all wear little badges. Miss Pascal, Mr. and Mrs. Dunbar.
Would you mind calling me Bonnie McBride? Anything else sounds silly.
Oh, it does it?
Well, isn't this fun? Oh, Mrs. Holland, isn't it? Are you alone, dear?
Good evening. Yes, I'm afraid my husband isn't feeling very well.
Oh, dear me. Can we send a tray down to the cabin?
Oh, no, honestly, he's just a bit seasick. It's nothing serious. Please don't bother.
We do have a doctor on board, if you'd rather.
No, please, it's going to be all right. I'm sure it is.
Waiter, where's my drink?
Evening. Don't look now, but that man's shouting at the waiter. Isn't it Dennis Viner? Yes. You know all about him, Mrs. Holland, I'm sure.
What?
You know all about Dennis Viner?
No.
You don't?
No. I never heard of him.
How odd. It's been in the papers for weeks. Quite a scandal. Dennis Viner.
Oh, I'm sorry. The thing is, I've been away.
Oh, good heavens, my dear. You've missed all the excitement. According to the financial experts, well, I don't understand finance, but apparently what happened...
Ladies and gentlemen, can I have your attention? Miss Bonnie McBride is about to sing in the Valhalla Lounge. Bonnie McBride in the Valhalla Lounge.
Will you let me go and stop following me? I'm on in a minute.
Oh, I see. It's do not touch me now, is it? Are you very cross with you, Puskin? Snorty girl, smacky paw.
Will you get over? I'm late. I've still got to dress.
What's the idea of bringing Hobby along, eh? That's going to cramp the old man's style a bit.
Yes, well, I should hope so. Professor Haydock,
don't... My bonnie wee lass, is she angry with me then? Is she no too pleased?
I'm bloody fed up, if you want to know. Last year, you promised
me... I did my best, my dear.
But I didn't get one television booking.
These things take time, love.
Please, there's someone coming.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Have you seen my friend?
Sorry.
No. Oh, dear, oh, dear.
That woman's a flaming nuisance. She does it all day long. Have you seen my friend? No name, no description. Doesn't the silly cow realise there are 370 people on board? And I doubt if one of them is a friend of hers.
Oh.
Now, where are you going?
I've got to change.
No, hang on, my dear. When'll I meet you?
Later.
What's the number of your cabin?
Professor Haydock,
yes.
Might I have a word with you concerning the Friends of the North?
Mr. Anderson, here I be.
As you may know, Professor Haydock, I come from the parish of St. Elian. The workmen there recently found a Viking dagger brooch, quite beautiful, which I bought for the church, but I'm minded to gift it to the Friends of the North.
Oh, well, good of you, good of you.
It struck me, maybe they could present it to our Norwegian colleagues as a goodwill offering. My one fear is I may have dated the object incorrectly.
Oh, no. Oh, please. Who is it?
Dr. Mortimer!
Are you Mrs. Holland?
What?
I'm looking for Mrs. Holland.
Oh, yes, I'm Mrs. Holland, yes.
Oh, good evening. I'm the ship's doctor.
Miss Parker told me your husband was unwell. I wondered if I could be of help in any way.
Oh, no, thank you.
Well, what's the trouble? Mal de mer? I mean, I can give you some Stematel.
He's perfectly all right now, honestly. He's in the bathroom.
Oh, I'm sorry to have disturbed you. Good Lord. Do you get that all the time?
If you can hear her rather clearly through the wall.
Well, I shouldn't think it does your husband much good. Look, I'll have a word with Miss Parker. I mean, they ought to give Bonnie somewhere else to practice. Nothing like having a cabin next door to the singer.
She's got a very pretty voice.
Ah, but there's a time and a place for everything, Mrs. Holland. Now, if you have any problems, I'm in cabin 48. That's on Neptune Deck, opposite the purser's office. So, good night.
Miss Pascal to the crew's office, please. Miss Pascal to the crew's office.
Dr. Lorimer. Dr. Lorimer.
Oh, hello.
Oh, I've been looking for you. Can I have some kind of sedative?
Why?
Oh, since you ask, I'm having hell's delight with Dennis. I don't know what to do. Oh, dear God, this is the first night out and he's behaving like a lunatic.
Drunk?
In the Viking bar. What people must think.
Oh, dear me. Is he violent?
Not yet. Just in a sort of black despair. Silent, spilling his drink and then shouting abuse at me.
Yeah.
Been going on for weeks. I thought a holiday would make a difference, but if anything, he's worse. Wild, hysterical, and I can't get through to him at all.
Look, I examined your husband only the other day. Now, physically, there's nothing the matter with him. Naturally, he's under a lot of stress,
oh,
but I...
Dr. Lorimer, don't you read the newspapers?
Well, I thought perhaps gossip, scandal, blown up by the media.
I wish it were.
Pardon me?
Oh.
Some of us have work to do.
Bonnie McBride to the Valhalla Lounge, please. Bonnie McBride to the Valhalla Lounge.
That girl is going to be late for her concert. Well, excuse me, and I'll join you in 10 minutes.
In the Viking bar.
Yes. Yes?
What do you want?
Hello. We're in the cabin next door to you, and we sat at the same table tonight. Alec Dunbar?
Oh, yes, I remember.
I hear you've been disturbed by my wife singing.
No, not at all. It doesn't matter, honestly.
Well, it's not too pleasant if your husband's ill. We are trying to make other arrangements.
Thank you.
Is he better now?
He's asleep. The doctor's been.
Oh, that's good. What a shame. It's pretty dull for you on your first night aboard. Can I buy you a drink?
No, really.
Well, surely you can leave him for half an hour.
I was just going to bed. I'd rather not, thank you. I had a glass of wine at dinner.
Oh, the height of decadence. Are you teetotal or something?
No, but I want to take a sleeping pill, and they don't mix.
So I'm on my own again?
Your wife is giving a concert.
I've heard it all before. It's an old Drieg song. I'll say goodnight then.
Good night.
Carry the man and the spawn to be king. Let's have another whiskey.
Dennis, no. Dennis, you've had enough.
Oh, you bet I have. Yeah, too many troubles. Vicious-minded bastards. All around me lies and rumors and spikes. Nobody gives me a chance.
Now, Mr. Viner, take it easy. Everything will seem better in the morning.
Who's this lousy little optimist?
Dennis, be quiet. Dennis, people are looking at you.
Get out of my way. Go to hell. She doesn't understand, Doctor. Nobody understands in this whole perishing world. Nobody understands.
Father, I ask for a whiskey.
No, don't give him another, please.
I can pay. You've been reading the papers, too, to think I can't pay for my own booze.
Take his arm, Mrs. Vernon.
Don't touch me!
Oh, somebody forgot those coins. Thank you.
I'm finished. Oh, God. I'm bloody done for.
No.
Leave me alone.
Be quiet now. Come along. There's nothing wrong with you. You're just simply a little drunk. Come on.
They're going to destroy me. They wasn't my fault, dear Lord. I don't know how it happened.
Well, be careful, sister. Mind those glasses, Barnum, please.
Let go of me. Let's get away. Where are you taking me? Oh, it's the end of everything.
Who was that? Dennis Viner, sir. Mr. Dennis Viner. You know, the gentleman they've been writing about in the papers. Yeah, I'll just mop up the whiskey if you don't mind, sir.
Okay.
Yes.
Didn't go over the top, did I? I wanted as many people as possible to hear.
You were fine.
What are you smiling at?
I've just remembered. I used to be in love with you. A kiss before dying.
Keep your mind on your job. Now listen. If anything goes wrong, Julie and I are in cabin 329.
Be careful.
There's nobody about. It's past midnight. Goodbye, sweetie. Good luck.
Not in your bed, Professor Jarvis.
I was making a few notes.
Ah, yes, yes. I'm sure we shall find your sessions very rewarding. It's a grand job you do.
I think my life has not been entirely without use.
Just so. I wanted to have a word with you on a private matter concerning the Friends of the Lord.
Not now, Mr. Anderson.
Indeed. It's altogether too late, I suppose. Maybe tomorrow, if you and Professor Haydock would be so kind.
He's got another television series, you know. I'm due for retirement next year. Pension is most inadequate. I have no idea how I shall manage. But that clown goes on and on, turning a serious academic subject into some kind of vulgar quiz game. Some of his research is not even correct. What do you make of it, Mr. Anderson? What does your God make of it in the name of justice? I have devoted 40 years to my profession.
One moment. Who's there?
What?
I thought I heard someone going up on the boat deck.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, it's one of the crew. Excuse me, I'm rather tired and talking a great deal of nonsense. What a bore I must be. Good night. Shut the door.
What's happening?
Relax. Sylvia won't do anything till it's safe. People are still moving about on deck.
How much longer?
I don't know. Now get into your nightdress. If somebody knocks at the door, you mustn't be up. It's late. You've gone to bed. You're half asleep.
Dennis, I can't handle
this.
Yes,
yes, you can. Think of the future, baby. Think of me.
I am, and it makes me sick with fear. Don't you see? This is worse than any business crash. We should have got over that. But now...
We're all going to laugh our way to the bank. Now, trust me, darling. Come on, smile. Have you forgotten? I'm a winner.
If it goes wrong...
It won't, and it can't. Kiss, kiss.
Please remember, I love you, whatever happens.
You're my own sweet Julie. Now just concentrate on happy ever after. We're playing for the jackpot, baby. Let the good times roll.
You're actually enjoying it.
Why not? Now, Arthos one. Any moment now.
Careful.
That's it.
Oh, my God.
No. Don't go out there. You're still asleep. After a moment, you can put your head around the door. You've woken up. You want to know what's going on.
Dennis.
Great. It's working like a dream.
Oh, I wish it was.
Now, I'd better lock myself in the loo. Okay, sweetie? You can start the performance now.
Excuse me, just a minute. Can you tell me what's happened?
Oh, Mrs. Holland, it's perfectly all right. Nothing to worry about.
Dr. Lorimer to the boat deck. Dr. Lorimer to the boat deck.
Wait. What's all the excitement? Is the ship going down? Heavens, I was fast asleep.
Oh, don't be frightened. I don't think it's anything to do with us.
Well, then why the panic stations?
I've no idea.
Get back to your cabins, ladies. There's no cause for alarm. Come along now. You'll only catch a chill hanging around the passage. Oh. There's nothing to see. We've had a small emergency, but it's been dealt with.
Are we all taken to the boats or what?
No. Please, Mr. Dunbar. It's nothing of any importance. You'll hear about it in the morning, I don't doubt. Good night, ladies.
It's bloody morning.
Good night, Mr.
Anderson. Say a wee prayer for me.
Hey, off the record, Mr. Anderson.
Just between ourselves, then. Don't upset the women folk, but we think a man may have fallen overboard.
Dr. Lorimer to the boat deck, please. Dr. Lorimer to the boat deck.
Absolutely no need to tell them.
I doubt you can keep it from them much longer.
Oh, dear, this is quite a problem.
I was on the upper deck myself, but in the darkness, it was quite...
Has anybody seen Captain Harstead?
We are doing the best we can.
It's awful, awful.
The point is to avoid any kind of panic. We may have to alter the...
I'm out of action.
Oh, God. Will somebody talk sense?
The police are coming aboard at Trondheim.
Oh, well, that's going to be very jolly, isn't it? You want to stir up a lot of sensational gossip.
I fail to see how the authorities can do anything else.
It's a straightforward accident in front of a witness, the man's own wife. Lord Almighty, there's no mystery about it.
Fergus Anderson wants to offer up a prayer during the evening service.
Pious little nutter. He's got to be stopped.
I have already agreed to it. A man has died.
So worried about his poor wife.
Dr. Lorimer is with her. Fortunately, he seems to be a friend of the family.
Thank God for you, Doctor. I keep thinking it's not true. It hasn't happened. And then I see him staggering, pitching forward, screaming.
Drink this. When we get to Trondheim...
I want to go home. I want to go home.
Quiet now, quiet.
I should have stayed with Denny. I knew he was drunk, not responsible, but I felt angry, disgusted. I left him. I saw him walk up onto the boat deck, swaying and waving his arms about and clutching at the rope.
Calm down.
He must have slipped on the wet deck.
You saw that?
There was an outline against the sky. Oh, dear God.
I'm desperately sorry, Mrs. Viner. I have to tell you, I think this was inevitable. I treated your husband before he sailed. Now, I know quite a lot about his state of mind, his personal affairs. And to be honest with you, I'm both distressed and worried.
What do you mean?
I shall have to be frank with you. I don't believe there was an accident.
But I saw him.
Yes. Unfortunately, these things will come out in public, and I may be asked to give evidence. I'm reluctant to say this, only I have the gravest suspicions.
About what?
I'm sorry, Mrs. Viner. I think your husband committed suicide.
Oh, it gets better all the time. Where did you hear that?
From the cabin, steward.
Wonderful. Now, have a wander up on deck. I want to know what else people are saying about me.
You behave as if it was some kind of game.
It is. Me against them.
And you slept last night, as if nothing had happened.
Oh, didn't you?
No.
Silly bitch.
Dennis, I don't want to face them again.
Oh, don't be a bloody fool. It'd look dead peculiar if you stayed in the cabin all day. Get out, talk to the passengers. Behave normally, for God's sake.
Every time they look at me, I feel they know. They know.
Well, they don't. We're winning, baby. Once Sylvia goes ashore at Trondheim, once we're at sea again, it's over. And we've won.
Yes, I suppose so.
Now go on, bring me the latest gossip.
Well, if you're sure it'll be all right.
And get me some food. I'm starving.
Miss Pascal to the cruise office, please. Miss Pascal to the cruise office.
Hi, Mrs. Holland. Mrs. Holland?
Oh, hello.
Just to tell you, you'll have no more aggravation with my singing. They've given me an empty cabin to rehearse in.
Oh, I'm glad.
You've heard, of course, about the man who fell overboard. Isn't it awful? I believe he was drunk at the time. And another thing, they say the police will be coming on board at Trondheim.
They have to make inquiries.
Oh, yes, but I hope to God they don't stop us from sailing.
Oh, do I see my bonnie wee lass?
Oh, God.
Good morning, ladies.
Excuse me.
Yep.
Oh. No, I'm not too popular today. I'm in trouble with the beauteous maid. Have we met?
Mrs. Holland.
Ah, Guy Haydock, how do? Oh, you're the lady with the sick husband, aren't you?
Yes.
Ah, yes, what a shame. I do sympathise. Sounds to me as if you're right out of luck, poor thing. Look, can I be of assistance? You know, food, drink, strong right arm, eh?
I can manage, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, lunch is being served.
Ah. You know, a pretty little girl like you shouldn't be left all on your lonesome. Where do they put you? In cabin 329? Oh, not too bad. No, I know this ship very well. And Bonnie seems to be in cabin 327.
Well, that figures.
Crafty lot, the entertainment staff. They pinch all the best quarters. Mind you, my dear, I have been known to pinch the best quarters myself. No offence, no offence.
I have to get lunch.
Yes.
Bonnie, dear lass, here I be.
Of course it's a tragedy, but we simply cannot have the Friends of the North involved. The publicity would be disastrous.
I suppose it's bound to get in the press.
Not if I can help it. Excuse me, Mrs. Holland. Mrs. Holland?
Yes?
You help yourself from the buffet table for lunch.
Oh, I see.
Over here. You'll find plates at that end. Is your husband joining us?
No, I'm taking something down to the cabin.
Good heavens, there's no need for that, my dear. Just ask for cabin service.
I'd rather choose the food myself, if you don't mind.
Not at all. What can your husband manage to eat? The cold salmon is very good.
Miss Parker! I must talk to you. It's extremely urgent.
Oh, dear. I'm in the middle of a meal.
I have discovered a calculated fraud. There has been a deliberate attempt to deceive us.
What? Oh, watch those dishes, Mrs. Holland. They're hot.
Sorry, stupid of me.
You were saying?
You have got to warn the committee. We should look not only foolish, but dishonest.
Professor Jarvis, what is the problem?
Somebody has sold the Reverend Fergus a Viking dagger brooch. It's a fake, a clumsy imitation, and he wants to present it to the museum at Bergen.
Oh, dear, you'd better stop him.
But I haven't told him. It's the most embarrassing situation.
Yes, quite. But you are the expert, Professor Jarvis, and it is hardly the business of the committee.
What do you expect me to tell him?
Somebody has got to tell him.
Excuse me. Have you seen my friend?
Oh, I got a shock. They were talking about fraud and deception, and I thought they mean us. Oh, God, they mean us. It was only some stuff about a Viking dagger.
God, I'm hungry. Oh, is that all you've got?
You're supposed to be ill.
I'll be bloody dying at this rate. Well, what's going on? What are they saying about me?
A lot of people think you fell overboard drunk. The cruise committee are running about worried sick, and the police are coming aboard at Trondheim.
Goody, goody.
Aren't you afraid at all?
No, the more official fuss we see, the better. Bigger headlines, mass coverage. Can't wait to read the papers.
The weather's breaking up.
Mm.
You can see long heaving waves coming straight at us. It's going to get rough.
Well, who cares? We should be off this blasted boat in a couple of days. Is that coffee?
Yes. I'll pour you some.
Oh, hot! Hagee!
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You stupid bitch.
Well, has it burnt you?
Yeah, well, of course it bloody has. Well, do something.
Oh. Well, come into the bathroom. Hold it under the cold tub. Oh. I've got some ointment.
Oh, stop fussing, will you? Oh, God, that hurt. Anyway, you're not supposed to put grease on a burn.
Well, shall I ask the doctor for a bandage?
Don't be a fool. What was that?
Only a door. Oh, please let me do something about your hand.
Irritating man. Where is he?
Here I be.
Professor Haydock, we've been looking for you. We need professional advice.
Oh, well, anything I can do, my dear.
Somebody has sold Mr. Anderson a fake Viking dagger. It strikes you as amusing?
Well, one of life's little funnies, isn't it? So the Reverend Fergus has been taken for a ride. Who's love with the Reverend gentleman with a dudder? Who has been telling Porky Pies?
He wants to present it to the museum at Bergen. A gift from the Friends of the North.
Oh, well.
Quite. So will you please examine the object, confirm that it is a fake, and explain to Mr. Anderson.
What? Me? Oh, it's damn all to do with me.
Well, we feel that you, as an authority...
Well, no, you get Jarvis. Very learned man, Professor Jarvis. Expert on Norwegian culture. Would you believe he understands the Jarlsoft dialect? Only two words of Jarlsoft dialect have ever been found, and Professor Jarvis, he knows them both.
Have we come to a decision?
We thought perhaps you wouldn't mind.
I'm afraid I do. I suggest you ask Professor Haydock. I believe he prides himself on being a communicator.
Well, I can talk to the ordinary man, which is more than you can do.
No, I've never doubted that you have the common touch.
I must insist on one of you going to Mr. Anderson.
Steady, my dear. Ship's rolling around a bit, isn't it? You just watch yourself.
We must be in for stormy weather.
By the Reverend Fergus Anderson in the card.
Yuck.
We're coming into Trondheim.
Can you see anything?
The lights of the harbour wall, reflections in the water. I keep thinking, if things were different, Dennis, we should be enjoying this.
I am.
Yes, yes.
Well, don't stare at me with those great, big, beautiful eyes. Sweetie, relax. It's wild. It's fun to take the mugs for a ride, to pool the lot of them.
When does Sylvia leave the boat?
Not till morning. Then she goes ashore in tears, probably comforted by the good Dr. Lorimer.
Does she love you?
What?
To go through all this.
Wrong question. Do you love me?
Dennis.
Ah, baby, you mustn't get so nervous. Oh, come on, it's exciting. We're ahead in the game. You and I are winners.
It's not really the danger, you know, the risks we're taking. What frightens me is the future, the rest of your life.
La dolce vita. Happy ever after time, darling. Now, I've got a bottle of champagne in the small case. Once the beauteous Sylvia goes ashore, we'll celebrate.
Dennis, it would be crazy to start drinking.
One small glass to us. When they slip that anchor and we head out to sea, leaving my wife weeping gently on the shore, we'll drink to the future. Together.
Yes. Because we shall have to find one. Somewhere. This is becoming intolerable, Edith. The police have been on board all day. How much longer?
Well, I think everybody has been disappointed.
I certainly hope so.
Evelyn, they must realize it was an accident.
Dearly beloved brethren, before we end our devotions, I think it right to remember the man who lost his life in such tragic circumstances and pray for the repose of his soul. Let us now bow our heads in silent meditation.
This is monstrous,
Professor Jarvis.
There is no point in reminding the passengers about the sordid business. Moreover, several people appear to believe it was suicide.
Does that alter the situation? Mr. Anderson is merely doing his duty.
Well, I'm sorry, but I haven't a sentimental Christianity.
I think you must let Mr. Anderson follow his conscience. Have you spoken to him?
I beg your pardon?
Have you spoken to him about the Viking dagger?
Oh, I understood Professor Haydock was dealing with it.
Oh, really?
Excuse me.
Oh, good evening, Mrs. Holland. Not waiting to the end of the service?
Oh, hello. No, I don't like to leave James alone for too long.
When are the police leaving? When do we sail?
I have no idea.
Well, it's quite unrealistic to stop the cruise program because of, well, let's face it, one deplorable accident for which we can in no way be held responsible.
Dear brothers and sisters, shall we now sing Eternal Father, Strong to Save?
Now, what's going on?
I don't know.
Are the police still on board?
I'm not sure.
Then go and find out.
Dennis, we mustn't quarrel. It's going to be very important not to quarrel, because when this is over, you and I are all we've got. We'll never be able to trust anyone else. So we must love each other.
Of course, and I do.
Truly.
From here to eternity, sweetie, you've been marvelous. I couldn't have done it without your help. Come on, kiss, kiss.
That man, the Scots clergyman, He was saying prayers for you. He actually asked them to pray. No, I felt awful. I thought it must show in my face. Someone will look in my eyes and see.
Oh, cool it. There's no danger. You're like me. You can fool anybody. You're brilliant. Know that?
I wanted you to be happy.
I know. Angel.
It is worth it, isn't it? As long as we love each other. The world well lost.
What? Are you crazy? We're not going to lose a trick, darling. We are going to sweep the board.
Dennis, even if it goes wrong, I just want to be with you. Dennis.
Listen.
Please.
Now, shut up. Can't you hear? That's the anchor. And the engine.
Yes.
The police must have left. Go and find out.
No.
Yes, for God's sake.
Very well.
Miss Parker to the cruise office, please. Miss Parker to the cruise office.
Hello again, fair lady.
Oh, it's you. What's happening?
Good tidings of great joy. We're off.
The police have gone. You mean the police have gone?
Every last one of them. We've been instructed to carry on with the cruise program.
My wife will be in full song at any moment.
Oh, I'm glad.
So the committee, I imagine. I've never seen so many relieved faces. Come and have a drink.
I'm sorry. I must tell my husband.
Well?
We're sailing.
Out to sea. Fantastic.
Whenever I leave the cabin, that man is there. He's been there two or three times now, and he keeps trying to pick me up.
Your fatal charms. Speed, money, boat, like a bird on the wing.
Listen, Alec Dunbar is always hanging about the corridor.
Well, he's got the cabin next to us.
Now, come over here, baby. Look at those waves rippling to the land, and the gap getting wider and wider. We've got clean away.
Yes.
We've won. We've done it. A few more hours sailing down to Bergen, then you explain I'm too ill to carry on with the cruise. We leave to sounds of general sympathy, and my love, we are home and dry.
Oh, Jenny.
Agree that I'm clever. Agree that I am always one trick ahead of everybody else.
You're amazing. I've never met a man like you.
And you never will. Come on, kiss me.
Darling.
Right. Shall we crack open the champagne?
Oh, not yet.
Oh, come on. It's over, my love. You deserve a little drinky after all the sweat and strain. You got so nervous, you silly kid.
Oh, my God, look.
What's the matter now?
A bit of paper just slid under the door.
Well, have a look. I expect they've altered the program. We're running late, thanks to my leap into the deep blue sea.
It's not the usual information sheet.
So? Julie? What is it, then?
No.
What's wrong? What the hell's the matter with you? Are you feeling ill?
Oh, God. Oh, please, no.
Here, give me that. Nice try, Mr. Viner. But not quite good enough.
Attention, please. Attention. We shall be approximately 6 hours late arriving in Bergen.
Dennis. Somebody knows.
Attention, please. Can I have your attention?
In the end, the police were quite cooperative. We shall have to reschedule the coach tour to Voss, but otherwise I don't foresee any complications.
Oh, I feel so much easier now we've sailed.
So does everyone else, I imagine.
Did Mrs. Viner?
Oh, yes. They got her on a flight back to England. She might even be home by now.
Oh, such a dreadful tragedy, poor woman.
Oh, look, there's the professor. Professor Haydock. Professor Haydock.
Here I be.
Has anyone spoken to Mr. Anderson yet?
What's happening here?
Have either of you spoken to Mr. Anderson about the Viking Dagger?
Well, Jarvis is about to do it, I believe.
Well, somebody has got to do it, and before we get to Bergen, he cannot be allowed to present a fake antique in the name of the Friends of the North.
But, Dennis...
Oh, calm down, for God's sake.
I'm sorry, I'm okay, really. It was just a shock.
Think. Who the hell could have spotted us?
Dennis, there are over 300 people.
Now, look, the moment we get to Bergen, we'll cut and run for it. Simply a question of getting off this bloody boat.
We might be followed.
I'll deal with anyone who tries.
You can't. You don't know who it is.
Then you'd better go and find out, hadn't you, sweetie?
How? How can I possibly find them?
You won't have to. They'll find you.
Dennis.
We are about to be blackmailed, dear. Hadn't you realized?
My God.
Well, get on deck, walk about, talk to people, and tell me the moment you discover who the bastard is. I'll take it from there.
God, please let it be all right.
Ah, good evening, Mrs. Holland. How's your husband?
He's all right, Doctor, thank you.
Shall we see him at dinner?
I'm not certain. Do you want to see him?
Only if you feel it's necessary. I shall get him up on deck. A little fresh air and exercise might help.
We were thinking of going ashore at Bergen.
Good. Capital.
You advise that?
Yes, why not? Excellent idea.
I suppose we might bump into you on shore.
I doubt it. I'm going with a coach party up the mountain to Voss.
That sounds nice. No problems with the passengers, then?
Well, nobody's ill, if that's what you mean.
We had a shock. that man falling overboard.
Yes.
I expect you were even more shocked. You knew the man, didn't you? Somebody said he was a patient of yours.
Yes.
Dreadful.
Very suspicious, I'm afraid.
Suspicious? Why?
Well, Mrs. Holland, I'm pretty certain he committed suicide.
Oh, I see. Oh, dear. Well, what a ghastly thing to do.
It's a fairly serious business for the widow. If the death is proved to be suicide, I very much doubt if the insurance company will pay her.
But they must.
Well,
I wouldn't care to bet on it.
Come and join the dance.
Oh, Mr. McBride.
No, you've spoiled it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mr. Dunbar, of course.
Oh, don't apologize. There's a band playing in the Valhalla Lounge. May I have the pleasure?
I'm sorry, I don't.
Drink or dance or talk to strange men?
You want to talk?
No, not particularly.
It's funny, we keep bumping into each other.
Are you following me or am I following you?
I don't know. Did you want to see my husband?
Why the hell should I want to see your husband? Never mind, point taken. The lady has a husband. Good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, we present in the Valhalla Lounge Miss Bonnie McBride. Miss McBride in the Valhalla Lounge, everybody.
I wouldn't stand out there, my dear. It's a wild and stormy night.
Oh, hello.
Now, don't look so startled, Mrs. Holland. We have met.
Yes. Oh, Professor Haydock, isn't it?
Enjoying yourself, are you?
Yes, thank you.
Well, I'll soon put a stop to that. Come to one of my lectures. What are you staring at, my dear? Huh?
There's something shining in your hand.
Oh, yeah. That's a Viking dagger brooch, my dear. And it's a fake. Yes, I've got to have a little talk with someone.
Excuse me. Have you seen my friend?
No, madam, I have not seen your friend, and this is the third time you have asked me. Good night! Oh.
Miss, have you seen my friend?
Excuse me.
Good evening, Mrs. Holland. I didn't see you or your husband at my lecture.
Oh, I'm sorry. He's in the cabin. He's ill.
Oh, unfortunate. Would he care for a copy of my book, The Economic and Social Structure of the Lofoten Islands? Reading might help him pass the time.
Oh, Mrs. Holland, I must ask you a favor.
My book is not, I think, entirely without interest, Mrs. Holland.
Has Bonnie got a lovely voice, Mrs. Holland?
This is your first trip, I believe, Mrs. Holland, and I hope you and your husband will recommend Spisigoth. We do rely on word of mouth.
Bonnie has always been a great attraction to passengers like
her. The aim should be to profit from the trip over and above mere enjoyment, Mrs. Holland.
Who's there? Hello? Who's there?
It's only me.
Me being... Mrs. Holland, I can hardly see you for the shadows. What's wrong with you?
Oh, nothing.
Standard answer. Oh, dear.
It was too hot in the cabin.
And you needed the fresh air, of course. I've had a bit of a shock.
Hmm?
I have discovered I'm a rather stupid man.
Mr. Anderson, can I...
No, I shall not compound the error by becoming a bore. Oh, how beautiful the mountains are. Sharp against the night sky. Black rock and silver ice. It must have been bitter cold.
I'm sorry?
When he struck the water, it must have been so cold.
Yes.
I would remind you all our troubles are as nothing compared to the poor man who died. But you yourself have troubles. Would it help to talk to me?
Not really.
As you wish. I doubt my simple rustic faith has much relevance to you city folk.
Mr. Anderson, would you say that love is important?
My dear child...
No, tell me. Would you say that love is more important than anything?
Yes. Yes, I would.
So, as long as you really love somebody, it's all right?
It's the most important thing, certainly.
Thank you. That's very comforting.
What time is it?
Nearly 7. We shall be in Bergen by 9.
We still don't know.
I walked up and down the deck. I walked through both lounges last night thinking, is it you? Is it you? I stopped beside everyone who might have guessed. They didn't make a move, Dennis, in any of them. They smiled and made conversation, and it was so normal, with a band playing and people dancing and Bonnie singing up on the platform.
Get packed.
You want to go ashore, as planned?
Well, there's nothing else we can do, is there?
Did you sleep?
Stop pawing me. Get ready, for God's sake.
Dennis, there's no point. Lie down and rest. The ship won't dock for 2 hours.
Bloody hell.
Shall I try and find some coffee?
We must get off this damn boat. Somebody's watching us, listening, waiting. Every time I hear footsteps or a door opens...
I love you. Nothing will go wrong. It's nearly over now.
Murray, I must get that case from the purser's office. When does it open?
10:30.
But that's another hour on board.
Darling, listen. We can leave the moment they dock.
What, without any money?
We can manage.
You think I've gone through all this to be stranded in some godforsaken foreign hole without any money?
Dennis, please.
What's that?
Only the cabin steward. They come on duty early.
No, quiet.
Shall I check?
No. What's that on the floor?
Just the daily programme. They always slip the daily programme under the door and the weather forecast.
There's something else.
Dennis, let me look.
Cabin 137. That's all it says. Cabin 137.
Good morning, Dr. Lorimer. Are you booked on the first coach, the city tour?
No, I'm going to Voss.
Oh, you'll enjoy that.
Yes. Oh, if you'll excuse me, I have to make a telephone call to England. I must find out if Mrs. Viner has arrived safely.
Of course. Oh, good morning, Mrs. Holland.
Good morning.
We still have a few seats available on the city coach. Would you and your husband care?
No, thank you.
Poor girl. Sick husband, and they've missed all the program events.
Well?
I've checked. Cabin 137 is on the mermaid deck.
Did you ask at the crew's office?
Yes, it's an empty cabin.
Oh, damn.
What are you doing?
Getting ready to leave. Where's my wig and my glasses?
Oh, here. You'll need to comb that out.
I've been thinking. This bloody crook. I know who it is.
Dennis?
I know.
Oh, I don't see how you...
You talked to them all, except one. Bonnie. You never talked to Bonnie. She was up on the platform singing, right? Now, use your head, for God's sake. Who's got the cabin next to us?
Bonnie.
Yes. Thank you.
She must have overheard.
Simple, isn't it? And 137. 137 will be the cabin they gave her for rehearsal. I want my coat.
Well, where are you going?
To settle up. She wanted a settlement. She's bloody well going to get one.
Well, don't go outside. Not yet.
I can deal with her. No problem.
Well, Dennis, please.
Oh, let go.
Well, stop it. Listen, you can't be certain. Her husband might be there.
Nobody blackmails me.
I'll come with you.
You get in my way.
They need me.
No. Leave a little tart. I'll fix her. We'll soon have the last of this.
Dennis, it isn't safe.
Shut up and stay here. And lock the door, if you're so frightened.
We shall be arriving at Bergen in half an hour. Attention, please. We shall be arriving at Bergen in half an hour.
Oh, sorry, sir. Where's the mermaid deck?
Next one down, sir.
Here I be, Mr. Viner. Here I be.
you?
The old man himself. Who's been having us on, eh? Who's been telling porky pies?
How much do you want?
Oh, no, hang on a bit. Aren't you curious, Mr. Viner? Don't you want to know how I found out? The fact is, I was in the cabin next door with Bonnie, for purposes which I don't intend to specify. And would you believe, I heard a voice shouting, "Hot Hades!" Now, I collect catchphrases, Mr. Viner, and I thought to myself, funny, the man who uses that particular catchphrase was drowned last night.
How much?
Clever of him, I thought.
I'll pay.
Oh, full of incident this trip. What with the man overboard and the Reverend Fergus flogging Boker's relics. Now, just look at this, my dear. Beautiful Viking dagger. It's lovely, but as big a fake as you are.
I asked you how much.
Oh, I don't want your money, Mr. Viner. I'm going to get a whole program out of this. Huh? It's the best story for years. The vanishing businessman. Oh, that should make the headlines. Push us up in the ratings. Now, just start talking, my dear.
No.
No choice, Mr. Viner.
You bloody bastard. Oh,
get up. Get up.
Don't stop it.
Stop it.
Right in. Come on, that's enough. Get up. Come on. Get up. Oh, my God.
What have you done?
It was an accident. He attacked me.
Dennis.
It wasn't my fault. I had the dagger in my hand.
There's blood everywhere.
Well, I had to defend myself.
No.
Miss Parker, just a minute, Miss Parker.
Did you get through to London?
Yes, and I have got the most fantastic news. Mrs. Viner has been talking to the press. I suppose she decided she'd nothing to lose. You see, there was no money coming because the insurance company wouldn't pay out on a suicide. You will never believe this. It was nothing but a trick. Dennis Viner isn't dead.
Dr. Lorimer to cabin 137, please. Dr. Lorimer to cabin 137.
That was Sea Fever by Sheila Hodgson, with John Moffat as Dennis Viner, Elizabeth Mansfield as Sylvia, and Jane Leonard as Julie Barnes. Dr. Lorimer was played by John Bull, Professor Guy Haydock by John Baddeley, Professor Charles Jarvis by James Kerry, Bonnie McBride by Maureen Beatty, Alec Dunbar by Jack McKenzie, Miss Parker by Diana Lambert, and Miss Pascal by Petra Davis. Geoffrey Whitehead played the Reverend Fergus Anderson, and Peter Craze, the barman and loudspeaker. Sea Fever was directed by David Johnston.